Thousands of university students returned to the classroom today, adding to the traffic on the freeways. Hope your morning commute wasn't too painful. This morning, HBR's Kuvei Hiraishi joins us to talk about enrollment numbers across the University of Hawaii system. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. That's right. And I should say that the official enrollment numbers won't be in until the end of September. And that's just because of the late registry. There's folks who might drop out or drop classes, things like that. So the preliminary numbers that I pulled up online this morning show us close to last year's enrollment. Total across all 10 campuses, we've got about a little over or nearly 49,000 students. So it's a big drop from the peak back in at the end of the recession. So around 2011, we had about 10,000 more students on campus. So it's been gradually sort of declining. And we reached out to some of the officials at different campuses to figure out what they're doing and how they're dealing with these with this enrollment problem. So Artis Eschenberg's the chancellor over at Windward Community College. So of the community colleges on the list so far, looks like Windward will be seeing a slight boost in enrollment. And she talks about how she's sort of dealt with figuring out how to, change programming or cater to this change in enrollment.
Whenever there's a decrease in enrollment as colleges, we worry and think about how that impacts us and what we're able to offer and how we're able to offer it. It's scary, right? Because your enrollment goes up and down, and enrollment is tuition dollars. But I think rather than focusing on being afraid of what's happening or worrying about how economy drives enrollment, we've really focused on how do we best serve our students in our community.
That's right. So she's a bit of an optimist, I'd say, in these conversations, but really long-term vision when it comes to being prepared for whoever is going to come onto her community college campus and want to take a class. So catering to adult learners, they boosted their online classes, course offerings, so that folks can do classes when they get home at the end of their 9-to-5. They've also kind of invested in early college programs that allow them to get into high schools and expose students to college work and to the college itself, just knowing that there's Windward Community College around the corner, for that to be an opportunity for them once they start considering what they're going to do after high school. So those two sort of best practices, at least for that community college, has been a big point of hope for them. For community colleges, a lot of the students who end up going to these colleges are usually folks who kind of are on that cusp of working, but they're thinking, okay, maybe I'm not going to get a good job right now. That was, you know, one of the big problems, or one of the big boosts towards the end of the recession was that the economy was bad, so it's hard to find jobs, so why not go back to school and start with community college? So there was a boost in enrollment across all campuses at the end of that. For Judy Oliveira, Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs over at West Oahu, the idea of this new school, so they moved to the Kapolei campus, 2012, so right after that recession, but they've actually been seeing some pretty consistent growth in their student body, mainly because, you know, they're
it's a beautiful campus.
Exactly. And there's a lot of students out on the west side who maybe don't need to then make the trek all the way up to Manoa and sit in that traffic that you were talking about earlier. So there's a lot of plus points in terms of West Oahu kind of having this captive audience of students. But the preliminary numbers so far see a slight reduction or decline in enrollment from last year. So this would be the first time since they moved to the Kapolei campus where they've seen less students, I guess, or fewer students in the classrooms. But Judy Oliveira had a very interesting, perspective on why students are choosing not to go to college. So here's what she had to say.
They feel they need to be working, of course, you know, to live in Hawaii. That actually competes with them deciding, am I going to go to work and pay my bills and put food on my table for my family, or am I going to go to college? And while college is a sacrifice, you know, for 4 years, it is hard. We understand, and that's why we do everything we possibly can at West Oahu to make sure that we address barriers such as financial aid, making sure that courses are offered during the times that they need, and then also just making sure that they understand that we're there for them throughout this time.
That's right. So the UH West Oahu campus has about a little over 3,000 students, same as UH Hilo, our four-year universities. But UH Manoa, 17,000 as of last year. And I think when we're talking about numbers, sort of record-breaking numbers last year for UH Manoa, they did have the largest incoming freshman class in fall of 2018. And they also had, I believe, a record number of applications in earlier this calendar year, about 19,000 applications coming in for folks wanting to go to UH Manoa. So there was some, I guess, some bright point for UH Manoa, but still the continuing sort of decline from that peak. And this is something that's being seen on college campuses and universities across the nation since the end of the recession, is just this continuing decline in college and folks pursuing college at this time. Got to speak to Ryan Yamaguchi. He is the assistant director of admissions at UH Manoa. He's been there for 19 years, so it was interesting to hear his perspective on how things have changed throughout this recession, and how he says a lot of when he goes out or when anybody from his staff goes out to recruit students, it's a huge change from when he started there. There's a lot more. They're going in really young, so we're looking for students as early as sixth grade in some instances are being recruited or just exposed to UH as an option, so that hopefully throughout their middle school and also in high school, there'll be touch opportunities.
Right, for plant a seed.
Exactly. And it's earlier, and it's also very competitive because a lot of the mainland institutions who are also seeing a decline in enrollment are looking for our Hawaii students because they're good academically, but also to sort of diversify the campus in some instances. But here's Ryan talking about sort of some of the new techniques that they've been putting up at UH Manoa.
True, many tools in the toolbox, expanding into the world of social media, digital media itself. It helps to get us into the living rooms and to reach to students in ways that we couldn't do in the past by phone or by just regular snail mail.
That's right. And as folks might have heard that, yes, KCC, Kapi'olani Community College, one of the larger community colleges, has been hit with $2.1 million budget deficit at this point. And it is in large part because of enrollment or tuition and fees that they would usually collect from a decline in enrollment. And so they will be making the tough decision of cutting some courses and also some temporary student jobs. And I should say that KCC's dependence on tuition and fees, I believe it's close to 50% of their budget comes from tuition and fees. On the UH system-wide budget, it's more like 14. So it's, you know, it's an idea of how much you've diversified your, I guess, your revenue streams when it comes to that as well.
It'd be interesting to see with the new Culinary Institute, you know, how that's, if it's
maybe
attracted students or not.
Right. And they've got, I think, a really good EMT program as well. But yes, they still have these very strong programs, and it's sometimes hard to get that one program's tuition and fees to float the rest. But we will see. I think there's a lot of support from the other institutions in the system to figure out how we can best help KCC its students.
All right. Well, thanks so much. That was Kuvei Hirishi taking a closer look at the lower enrollment on some campuses this fall following record numbers last year.